Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't know that Giovanna is, whether she speaks Spanish and call in, or my wife couldn't tell us. I just the last hour finished up with a quote from Scarface when he's gotten off the boat. Fidel Castro has kicked his prisoners out of the country, and based on true story, at least that part of it is, and he's in there with the police detective, asking him, where did he get his scar from, and why has he got a gang tattoo on his hand, and Tony Montana says, hey man, I want my human rights just like the president says, I'm here, I hate communists, are you a communist? And he said, I am sick and tired of living my life with people watching me and spies on every corner and people controlling me and telling me what to eat and what to wear. He said, I've been eating squid 3 meals a day. I got it coming out of me. He goes, and I want my rights and I want them right now. Well, folks, that's exactly what we're going to have here in America. I mean, you think the carpet cleaner at your house constantly spying on you to get 10% of any convictions that he splits with the carpet cleaner owners. You think the plumber in your office spying on you is bad. I mean, I'll be quite frank with you folks. I see criminal stuff going on all the time. And if it doesn't affect me and it didn't hurt some type of innocent person, I don't report it. And that's what liberty's all about. I mean, give me a break, folks. In the neighborhood I'm in, I know, because I've driven by and I've seen it, and of course the cops know too. This is why it's all a joke, but these people are connected. There are drug dealers all over the place in the neighborhood I'm in. Right here in a kind of yuppie, trendy, liberal neighborhood where my office is. I mean, there is drug operations going on. And I remember about 10 years ago, some people bought this gas station by my house in, a lower middle class area. And, I mean, they were running whores out of it. It went from being a nice gas station to stinking, and it was all weird, they barely even had products in there. And I started noticing they were running whores out of there, and they had women standing around in the back and up front and sitting out, and they'd pull up, and a man would walk out, and they'd get in a car with them, and they were selling drugs out of there, too. And there were some cops out radaring people, and I pulled up to them, and I got out and acted all paranoid. Oh, my God, a citizen talking to us. And I walked up, and I said, all right, that Texaco station right down the street. Do you see it right there? They're running prostitutes and drugs out of there right now. I've seen them doing handoffs. I've seen them doing it, and I'm not even trying to see it. The cops didn't do a thing, folks. They did absolutely nothing. They said, all right, we'll say something about it. I mean, they know. They're not out there arresting the crack dealers in the East Side. They're not out there to stop the dealers. They're out there to stop the young black kid when he finally gets caught with a rock that he bought. They're not there to stop the illegal alien. They're there to pull over the dumb yuppie that's got money and throw the book at him. I got articles right here where they're selectively not enforcing law, including DWIs on illegal aliens. They're above the law. And so was that. I couldn't tell if he was Pakistani or Indian running that whorehouse right out of South Austin. So, I don't particularly like the street type operations, the street whoring, and it was really a dirty site, and the whole thing was seedy as Hades, so I did report it. But now, no, there's I don't know what they're selling. I think it's probably marijuana and cocaine by the looks of the people. Down the street from here, I don't say a word. Just, the cops know for sure they're up and down this area. They don't care. Just, it's a big joke. Everything's a big joke. Everything's funny. But let me tell you, now we're going to have thousands of Stasi going around looking for what you say, what you do. They've already had the criminal Pentagon spying on every peace group you can imagine, going to their meetings, trying to trump stuff up on them, trying to provocateur violence. You are traitors and enemies of the Republic. Come back, take your call, stay with me.
Now. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to get into this Fred Thompson news, and we'll take your calls. I know the phones are loaded up at 1-800-259-9231. We'll have open phones for the rest of the broadcast and a bunch of other important news. Open attacks, open announcements to basically start shutting the web down. We're now up to that point. It's now happening. We barely, by like 3 votes, defeated it last year. The same crowd is back with a vengeance as they see all their power slipping away. I mean, Tony Blair gave his last speech and said, we've got to ban alternative news, they're defeating us and taking over. I mean, he actually said that. You're absolutely right, you crooks. By the way, the genie's out of the bottle. You are not going to stop us. You can kill individuals, but you cannot kill ideas. And for all of the things I've done, all the havoc I've wreaked against the New World Order, if they ever kill me, folks, it'll be like setting off a hydrogen weapon against them in the info war. And I hope that never happens because we'll be more effective in the long run against them. But it doesn't matter. This idea goes forward. All right, I want to get to this Fred Thompson situation. He was here in Texas, I mean, wearing a giant cowboy hat. And again, number one, it's a stereotype of Texans that we all wear giant cowboy hats. And Tennesseans are more Texas than Texas, because that's where really the folks that mainly founded, Kentuckians, Tennesseans, the volunteer state, most people at the Alamo are from Tennessee. So I'm not saying Fred Thompson can't wear a cowboy hat. My point is, and I'm not saying it's some special thing to wear a cowboy hat either. I'm not saying it's some great honor he isn't allowed to have. The point is, it's a costume. And I have a pet peeve about costumes. I mean, I really do. Everybody knows that. And it is a costume. Now, if I'm going to be working out, which I never do anymore, in 105-degree heat all day with cattle in corrals and dragging them around and dehorning them and giving them shots or whatever, I'll be wearing a big old straw hat. You better believe it, so the sun isn't on me to keep me cool. I'd be wearing long sleeve shirt and blue jeans and boots. And to keep dust and brambles and stuff off my neck, I might even be wearing a bandana around my neck. I've worn bandanas around my face. I mean, that's gear. But he gets off the airplane in his clown suit and some 20-gallon hat, and he puts on that good old boy actor thing. I mean, it is so disgusting. It makes me sick. He looks like he's death warmed over. The Democrats have raised more than $100 million. That's last quarter coming in. It's a lot more than that now than the Republicans. That's never before happened. They, usually one party's 10, 20 million ahead than the other. That's because there is no one. They are all pygmies, as Gingrich said, and he knows that. It's a big little inside joke for him. None of them are going to win. They're not meant to win. Only Ron Paul could defeat Hillary or Obama. And Las Vegas has said that. They've done the odds. I didn't need to do some big formula. I could look at it and tell you that. We did. Only Ron Paul, A, could win against a Democrat, and only Ron Paul out of those candidates is worth anything. I mean, Tim Tancredo is good on immigration, and that's it, folks. He's pro-war or everything else. And all he's going to do is take away from Ron Paul, and he might be the straw that could defeat Paul, but Paul's gone from nowhere in the polls to 3%, more than McCain, raised more money than him, and we've already gone through that whole discussion. The point is, Thompson is just showing up out of nowhere to be the front runner. They're trying to run somebody a little bit stronger, and they admit that the Bush family is literally consulting and behind his campaign. And that, again, is to make sure Hillary is positioned to get into power, who meets with Roger Ailes, Rupert Murdoch, the Bushes. They vacation with them. Three words. It is staged. Liberals have to figure this out. And again, that's not some hyperbole or nomenclature. I mean, it's staged, folks. Like if you bought $10 tickets to the local playhouse and you went down there and saw, I don't know, what's some stupid play that's popular, Cats or Aladdin or something. I mean, I don't know. It'd be like if you bought tickets and went to the theater. Period. Okay, it isn't real. The Tooth Fairy isn't real. There aren't boogeymen or bogeymen under your bed. It is not real. Skeletons don't walk around at 3 a.m. in the graveyard. It is not real. Period. 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 And I have to realize that when I'm watching the news. Because, I mean, you believe this acting. It is total acting. It has been total acting since they blew Kennedy's head off. Then they didn't want Reagan. He got so popular. And he fought with Bush and called him CFR, New World Order, said he was a traitor to America. And by the way, we have the transcripts of that. I talked to Republicans that were there. It was all of, and then they called him aside and they said, if you don't put him on your ticket, you lose. And not that Reagan was even perfect. But the point is that he was quasi, but Bush Sr. ran that whole thing too. There have been no real presidents since Kennedy. And you can say he was good, bad, or indifferent. The point is there have been no real presidents since then, period. 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 I know I'm on a rant today. But the news here is that this woman and her testimony of what happened is exactly, first I saw this morning and thought, I bet that's what happened because I could hear it and I could see the camera and I could hear the guy talking to her whispering. And then we did find her testimony. We're trying to get her on the show. And they came up and grabbed her by the arm and then grabbed both arms and started squeezing. And they tell them how to do this. They started dragging her out. She said, no, get your hands off me. No, no. That made her mad. So then she starts yelling at the traitor. She was polite. She asked her question. They start dragging her out. Now, remember, I brought this same question up to George Bush. In fact, I didn't think of that till just now. Will you go YouTube Alex Jones arrested by George Bush and get that clip ready, John? Yeah, you got it in the computer. Thanks. If you can't, you can find it online. And again, they tell them how to do this. Now, in Bush's case, we knew the end of the speech because for some reason they'd been posting the speeches he was going to give on the governor's website. He was going to have a press conference. We get there. He finishes his speech. Everybody claps. He's about to walk off stage and introduce other people. I butt in with, well, you're CFR. You know, you're selling out America. Don't you care, Governor, about America? He has me arrested. This is months before he announced for president. Or not months, about 8-9 months before. Same thing with Fred Thompson. This woman brings up a real issue, a real topic, and this is what happens. Here it is.
Well, I think that folks probably know that I've been thinking very seriously about it, and those are the kinds of things that that you do as you go along. I mean, you make adjustments as you go along. That's what we've done. So we're on track in that.
So you're a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the same group that's forming the North American Union with Mexico and Canada, and you call yourself a conservative, and we are in Texas. And I need to understand why you're a member of that and why you support the North American Union.
I didn't know they were up to that.
Oh, really? Really?
Now, don't fuss at me now. You asked me a question. Let me answer it.
So you're a senator.
Stop it right there. Again, years of polished fakery and quackery. Now, don't fuss at me there, little lady. Let me treat you like a little girl, like a five-year-old. Let me pat you on the head. Let me put on a Southern Gentleman Act when I actually want to bring down this country, and we're going to. I didn't know they were up to that. I didn't know they were up to that North American Union. I didn't know we were up to that, little lady. You're a lying traitor piece of trash, Thompson, you piece of filth. Go back to him.
That question, let me answer it.
So you're a senator.
There's several conservatives over the years that have been members of the Council on Foreign Relations. I try to learn as much as I can from all viewpoints. I have been a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, which is one of the conservative think tanks there in town, and enjoy having intellectual exercise and discussions whether I agree with everybody or not on any particular issue. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Oh, you hired him?
Well, I have my
Senator
McKean's in free fall.
Oh, yeah, hit pause. That's my other point. I mean, to watch this video, just these groveling, effeminate sycophants just all around him, going, oh, sir, ooh, and giggling at every little laugh. This is a pro-immigration, pro-open border, pro-North American Union piece of trash. This guy, I'm just so sick of phonies. Back to the traitor.
Campaign, you know, it'd be a little presumptuous of me here, not having formally announced myself, but Senator McCain is still in the campaign. He is a tough, hard fighter, and if he says that he is going to remain in it, then I take him at his word, and as long as he's in it, he'll be formidable.
Senator, do you have a response to Dick Morris's recent column about PAC money going to your son?
I haven't seen that column. I heard that he was writing one. It's a column that's been written three or four different times. I have the benefit now of being apparently the main target of the Democratic National Committee. Michael Moore's taken a couple of shots at me. Hillary Clinton has taken a couple of shots at me, and this is kind of a matter of dredging up some material as best I can. The allegation is that my son lobbied on the state level, not on the federal level, or not anything that I had anything to do with. And I suppose he pleads guilty to that.
The allegation in the column is that your PAC paid him money, but he didn't really do the work.
No, that last part, of course, is totally false. He handled my PAC. He had to make the decisions with regard to it. He did all the administrative work and it absorbed administrative expenses with regard to that. It's a common practice. And I'd rather have him doing it than somebody that I trust, whose judgment I trust, is anybody else.
Senator, we have another saying here in Texas.
All right. The finale when we get back, when they drag her out. They've already been grabbing on her. Come with me. Come with me. No, no, no. See, there's no law. It's just a little nobody. Come here. Come here with me. Come here with me. And it's going to get like that with the secret police, too. Just knock, knock. Come with us. Get in the back of the truck. The officers are here. No laws, no nothing. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 179547.
matchup. Fred Thompson, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. Other reporters are asking repeated questions. But you don't ask people about the CFR, not here in Land of the Enslaved Cowards. Here we go.
The last part, of course, is totally false. He handled my pack. He had to make the decisions with regard to it. He did all the administrative work and had absorbed administrative expenses with regard to that. It's a common practice. And I'd rather have him doing it than somebody that I trust, whose judgment I trust, as anybody else.
Senator, we have another saying here in Texas. You can't be just a little bit pregnant. It looks like a presidential campaign.
We've got that saying in Tennessee, too.
I mean, this sure looks like a presidential campaign.
Let's stop right there. Again, more fake colloquialisms with all these fake Texans. I mean, again, I don't care where they're from. It's just all the fakeness, the frothing and the effeminateness of all of them scurrying around, pure scum. Back to Thompson.
Well, you know, people are just coming out to see me because they want to. And I suppose that they paid attention and they know that I'm very serious about considering it. And I'll be making a final decision on it in the not too distant future. But the formality of it is something else again. And, you know, all things in good time. This is considered historically to be kind of early. People have announced in times past in October and November, I think on one occasion, a candidate announced next January. But because a couple of people moved their primaries up a little bit, all the politicians jumped in about a year earlier and started spending money. They said that you had to raise $100 million this calendar year in order to compete. So I was halfway into the year, hadn't raised any money.
Don't block myself.
Sir, they're asking
me to leave. You were a lobbyist for 18 years. You are not a real conservative, sir. What do you think about World Trade Center 7? It was an inside job. What do you think about World Trade Center?
Touching
me.
They want you to leave.
I don't care. I will leave on my own accord. Do not touch me.
I'll tell you one second.
Tom Azariot, big man, manhandling a little woman all over. She's just standing there. What happens is an aide comes up, some minion, some guy in a suit, grabs her by the arms. She says, "Get off me." He scurries off, tells a fake story to the cops, and here they come. All they know is, and see, in a police state, the tattler is an honored creature. Their word is always taken. They'll tell you, if somebody puts in a terror report on you, you're almost always arrested. They just go ahead and bring you in. This is what we got, and they've already set it up. Now they're announcing it. See, by the time they tell you it's coming, it's already in place. Tens of thousands of spies everywhere. They hired the former head of the Stasi. You cannot make stuff up like this. And I try to laugh, but it's because I'm trying to keep from crying. You know, it's one thing for him to almost break my arm off. Just this morning, had a lot of pain in my shoulder from what they did to me back in 1999 in Texas. They took my arm, and they put my arm behind my back, and when they had me up against the wall, they just had fun and were telling me, "You're going to jail, you're going to jail, you're getting charged." And one of them just leaned right up behind me and just pushed my fist right up by my neck, and I just heard my shoulder going, just, "Hey, just, we're going to leave you a little hurt for the rest of your life. Here you go. Here, we're going to kill this country, boy. We're bringing it down. We got the guns. We're going to run things. Ain't nothing you going to do about it." That's basically the spirit of these people. "I'm so sick of all you scum and filth. And I can't wait till this country rises up and gets its hands around your necks."
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Just politics, as far as I'm concerned. The victory will be an endorsement of a philosophy. I believe in my heart of hearts the victory in 1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, and most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
All right. We are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. And I remember, I mean, they had those local constables in Williamson County and the Governor's protective detail from the DPS piling on me like they were dogs on a little deer that was down wanting to, you know, get a bite in. I mean, it was just a swarm. Just, oh, let's get him. And they all grab me once they get me out. Oh, we got a really bad one. Let's rip his arm off. Let's have, you know, just on and on and on. And they're all, hey, he's going to go into jail with a lot of charges. Well, we're going to get him on. All kinds of things he's doing, security issues. Get on the radio, find out. And then they drive me around for about 20 minutes, and the phone call comes in. Well, the radio says go to cell phone. So the guy, and I forgot it was 98, yeah, not 99. And he goes to cell phone, and he goes, so So they say, drive him around and drop him off. We're not going to. And the guy had been real arrogant, but after that he was like, all right, sir, sorry about all this. I'm going to have to drive you around for a while and then drop you off. And then they dropped me off at the Williamson County, Travis County line. You have a nice one now. Now, they basically did that to this little woman, but they didn't arrest her. Now, there have been people who have had anti-war T-shirts that get arrested. There have been people who have anti-war bumper stickers. There have been people that have shirts that say Peace on Earth, and they think it's a peace activist shirt at Christmas, and they get arrested. This is the new America, folks, and they've got people. Well, I mean, I hear Michael Savage say it. There's going to be another terror attack. They're going to say, we kept them from keeping us safe. And they're going to put people in camps. And if you disagree with them, you're going to a camp. Now, if you had half the public on your side, you might be able to get away with that. You don't even have 20%. Now, I know after you nuke a city, you'll get 30, 40% back real fast, but see, the cat's out of the bag. That support will erode even faster. We've got all the graphs on this from the other staged events you guys have done. And the cat's out of the bag. And so, I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, you are endangering your whole operation by a Hail Mary, go for it all, terror attack, attack Iran, go to martial law, plunge the dollar any further. But I've got to say that despite the fact that my analysis says it is the worst course for them to take, it looks like there's a probability of more than 50% they're going to do it. If I had to get on or off the fence, if I was forced to choose, because I don't think they're even clear. I mean, they've got the green light on. They got their finger on the trigger. They are ready to engage. But the question is, will they pull the trigger? Or do they need to go ahead and get all their Stasi in place first and beef that up? We know it's a process. I just want all these phony conservatives out there, when Hillary's in there and Fred Thompson has deserted you or dropped out or some sex scandal's come out and all that staged event has happened, I want you, when we've got Democrats ruling over us and we are in literal hell on earth, I want you to remember that you were warned. I just want you to remember that. By the way, it usually takes about 2 years for the full effects of a currency devaluation to be felt, and the major plunging has happened in the last year and a half, and see, we're just now feeling it. Housing prices have imploded by 20%. Well, that's all coming up in the next hour. I said I'd go to calls, and I've been on a rare tear here today, as they say. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to point out my call to Neil Bortz 2 days ago when he denied that he had ever suggested or stated that you and your supporters should be put in a concentration camp and lead us in a daily prayer vigil. And he actually told me that when I called him 3 months ago, asked him what he thought about the footage or the CNN
BBC.
That they had both said that before Building 7 had collapsed, that it had collapsed. And I asked Neil, well, what do you think of them saying that Building 7 had collapsed? And he then asked me, no, you're not one of those Alex Jones supporters, are you? And I said, I asked you first. So he hung up on me, as I told you, and he said that that's when he said that we should be put in concentration camps. Well, I got to track down the date that he had said that, but yesterday when I called in, he was inviting people to call in about you, and so I did, and I said that you're basically one-stop shopping for fighting corruption and tyranny and the police state. And he asked me, how much have I spent on supporting you? I said absolutely nothing, because I put most of my money into copying the type of material that you purvey. And
Well, number one, he sells his UN-sponsored fake conservative book to give us a sales tax. They're going to keep the income tax. I've been saying this for 10 years before Neil Bortz, you know, ever even got syndicated out of Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, so I'm on record for now 11 years actually documenting this. And all they ever do is say, oh, we make money. You better believe, I hope we make some money, because now I'm going to be approaching, if I expand my operation bandwidth-wise to, I don't even want to say it, folks, we're talking well over $15,000 a month in bandwidth. We're already close to $12,000 in bandwidth. I'm having trouble paying the bills. I put my films out for free. I shame make copies, but see, I'm not good. See, I'm making money, but that slug, that fake conservative, that enemy of America, a literal Benedict Arnold, a literal enemy in our own uniform, posing as a conservative, gets up there, and I was actually sent the clip of him saying I should be put in the camp. So, I mean, I've heard it. So now he's denying I should be put in the camp?
Yes, and he said that's exactly the kind of mindset you'd expect from an Alex Jones supporter, as if I was not the one who he had told that.
He's a lawyer. Look, most people who are smart, like Bortz is, and he is smart, they make an early decision to sell out to the establishment. And they think that all they care about is, like he says, his three or four big mansions and his airplanes and helicopters and jet skis. And every time I tune in, he's bragging about how he's gonna you know, how he only works 4 days a week, and you know, and how much he loves perverted forms of sex. And
just, he lies.
My point is, he's a complete phony.
Yep.
Okay, I mean, the guy, and I don't care. I don't care. Neil Bortz, he'll probably be alive after I'm dead, but at least I'm not a piece of garbage like you. Okay,
well,
you're right. You're new.
Before that happens, we need to stand up for you, and before we feel a need for vengeance, we need to confront these talk show hosts when they allow us to.
Well, you better know that when Neil Bortz is publicly calling me out, as he routinely does, I don't even have time to listen. I'm sent clips.
Right.
The eye of the New World Order is directly upon me right now.
And I think people should be listening to him, so that if he does try to go back and call for your being thrown into a concentration camp, that he'll be called on it. Of course, my call to him on Tuesday, I recorded where he denied it. And also I told him that, yes, you do encourage people to download your documentaries, your 15 documentaries, and to share them with others and watch them on Google Video and YouTube. I got that on the air, so at least people, you know, I mean,
and Google responded by pulling my videos down, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, any publicity is good publicity, so I mentioned that because they're trying to malign you in that way, and also saying that you're blaming the administration for 9/11. So, I wanted to confront him on that.
Well, so he made a big announcement that it's Attack Alex Jones Day?
Well, the first caller, it's interesting that the very first caller named Julie called in to ask within the first 10 minutes of the show, and he rarely takes calls in the first 10 minutes, to ask what he thinks about Alex Jones. And so he said that he doesn't even think that you believe the quote-unquote dog squeeze that you put out there. And it's interesting that my local station that carries Neil Bortz used Julie's call as a promo later on the very same day on Tuesday. So it's interesting. At least my local station is promoting you as well in a roundabout way.
They've told me to keep my mouth shut or they're going to deep six me. And you know what? I can't stop. And I'm not going to stop. These traitors will not kill the country. If I have anything to do with it, and if you do. And they are censoring and attacking me from pillar to post. And our own movement needs to get that through their heads that, and now they're really upset because everybody else is now repeating what I've been warning, that we've got to expose government-sponsored terror to short-circuit them carrying out the next attack. Finally, David Ray Griffin is coming out and saying that, and that's great. He'll now be crowned the progenitor of it, but it doesn't matter to me. As long as we survive this thing, and that means we, that means you guys, I'm on the front line for a reason, and I've willingly taken up this duty. But I just want people to know that this is literally, you know, this is so extremely serious what we're facing. How long did the bashing go on?
He took a couple calls. See, I just tuned in by chance, so I was lucky enough to hear him take the first call, and then somebody else called in who actually did bash you. So I only heard one call bashing you. The first call didn't. Julie, you know, she was just asking the question about you.
What did the call say? I lie about the NAU. I lie about gun control.
He never. I've asked Neil before. I've asked him, what is it that you lie about? What is it that you would claim is false that Alex Jones perpetuates? And he says, I'm not going to talk about Alex Jones and give him any extra publicity. So he's obviously afraid. But the point is that.
Well, he double speaks. He won't ever address issues.
Anybody who's worth their salt, who's worth saving, is going to check into this kind of thing, as you say. And when you're above the target, you catch the flak. And since you're catching flack from someone of his caliber, who admits to lying, and who he also has said to me before that depleted uranium has been shown to be safe. So I know you're on KLBJ with him, and so the people listening, I want them to research and check out that Neil Bortz is just full of it, and he might tell the truth on a few little things. Now, when it comes to the North American Union, in the past, I've heard him say to a British caller that. Who asked him to talk about the consolidation of the continents. Well, he said, I'm just one little man. I can't do anything about it. So he refuses to talk about it.
Limbaugh and all of them do. They make fun of some stupid liberal, and it's all a big joke, like we're pillaring somebody in the Middle Ages, and then nothing really happens. They're there. Look. Literally, see Neil Bortz and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity as Thorazine injectors. That's all they are, is literal high-powered elephant tranquilizer. And they're there to literally tranquilize Republicans. They are there to make you feel good and to snicker and giggle and to seduce you into their way of thinking just long enough for them to gut this country. And they've done an excellent job.
I've asked Neil if he's really against the immigration policy, then why don't you call for a boycott of these major food producers, besides the fact that they produce crappy food and they feed animals to vegetarian animals, but the fact that they give the illegal aliens spontaneously their own holiday whenever they demand it or whenever they announce that they're going to take a paid holiday, these, Cargill, Hormel, Tyson, et cetera.
Well, no, they pay them to go to protest, yeah.
Yes, and I ask them, why don't you lead a boycott? Why don't you call for a boycott if you want to fight this influx of illegal aliens, and he said, I'm not one who's going to call for a boycott. So, obviously, he wants to...
No, they go up to a line. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you defending me. They go up to a line, and then they don't cross it. I mean, I remember one day, I've told this story before, but I heard Sean Hannity for an entire segment going, the border's open, we're under attack, America's falling, we've got to deal with it. And I said, I know what's coming, and boom. We need to, get something in place. The president's plan is what we need. It's not perfect, but we need to secure this border. So, see, just because somebody pulls up in front of your house while it's on fire and admits it's on fire, then their answer is throw more gasoline on it. No, that's not your friend. And they know it, folks. They know you're wise to them. And I think what's happened is they've just picked me as kind of the symbol of why their listeners now hate them and why their ratings are dropping and, why they get all this hate email. And they see my website and they hear my name a lot. But I'm a small part of all this, folks. It's all of us together in this fight. I don't want to sit around and talk about myself all day, but really we are becoming more and more the center and the focus of what's happening and going on. And it's because we do the research, we work the long hours, and we take action. And we have the best listeners out there that empower our actions. So I say go after Bortz, go after Hannity, go after Wikipedia, go after Digg, go after them all. Let's talk to who's up next here? Summer in California, thanks for holding for eons. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I had a couple of things I actually wanted to talk about. First of all, unlike your last caller, I do support you, and I do have a subscription to Prison Planet TV, and I share movies with my friends and try to show as many people as I can your material.
Good.
And I really appreciate everything you guys do. And I wanted to talk about one of the things is Ward Churchill. Do you know who he is?
Yes, Ward Churchill got fired for plagiarism earlier this week from his university in Colorado.
Yes, for supposed plagiarism. He wrote a book called A Little Matter of Genocide, which is actually about how this country was built on the genocide of the Native Americans here.
Yes,
and
it is wrong.
Like,
in fact, I meant to talk about Ward Church here when he got fired on Monday. I just forgot, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, he wrote the essay or whatever it was supposedly 4 years ago, and now all of a sudden they fire him over it out of nowhere, which just that alone seems kind of fishy that they're using that as an excuse to fire the man.
Have you ever met Ward Churchill?
No, I've read one of his books, A Little Matter of Genocide, and it really opened my eyes to a lot of things that I had no idea about.
Well, I was down at the TV studio locally one day when he was down there.
Yeah.
And he's not a very nice person. I'll tell you, he's a big, gigantic, arrogant, mean, rude person. And but still, I don't like censorship, and I think it's a very dangerous trend. Stay there, because you've been holding a long time, Summer. I want you to be able to finish up and respond to what I said about Ward Churchill when we get back. But, yeah, he said that some of the people that died in the towers were like Nazi war criminals and that the Arabs were attacking. And they tried to bind him to 9/11 truth when he is the antithesis of what we are.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Watching the New World Order. They'll have their dish, Stasi, political police everywhere across America. ABC News, you want to be slaves, folks, you're going to get to be. Land of the free, home of the brave. Land of the obese, brainwashed, Prozac-popping cowards. I love this country, folks, but I do not love what we've become, and we're not going to get it back unless we admit it. I'm going to go back to summer, and I'm going to hurry through Chuck, Robert, Jonathan, Don, John. I promise I'm going to hurry through your calls. I got a ton of news and clips coming up next hour, too. Before we go back to summer, talk about the Ward Churchill situation, we'll tell you about Interfood. Rob here at the office is taking it now. He loves it. Aaron's taking it. I'm taking it. My wife's taking it. It's just a whole bunch of vegetables and plant extracts and citrus extracts. Really high quality, the best stuff out there, antioxidants, you name it, in a food base where it doesn't just not be absorbed and, you know, just go right through you, like most vitamins do. Just amazing stuff, and they're patriots, and it's discounted. Get 20% off discount when you get it in bulk. You ought to get a discount when you're our listeners. ENERfood.com, ENERfood.com, or give them a call at 1-866-762-9238. They also got healthy coffees and all sorts of other great product lines. 866-762-9238, ENERfood.com. And then, of course, there's another fantastic company, and that's Researched Herbs, researchedherbs.com. They have just hundreds of great, well-documented mainline herbal products that have nutritive and health effects. And one of those is Live 52, the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. Clinically proven to have detox effects on the liver. An herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, in use since 1955. It has sold more than 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles. Live 52. Are sold every year worldwide. I mean, this is amazing stuff, but still a secret to many people. 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchherbs.com. Let me just say this. Professor Jones was persecuted at Brigham Young, award-winning physicist. I mean, he's famous. He's in the top tier of physicists in the world. You have to say he's in the top 50 or so. I mean, he's just very respected. And, you know, he knows that steel doesn't melt at 1,500 degrees and things like that. And so because he said that, and he said the world was round and the sun was the center of the solar system, they said, we want you to go, and they forced him out. Now, even if I disagree with Professor Jones, which I don't, I would be against what happened to him. Because I believe in there's a black professor up in Illinois, another one in Virginia, that says kill all whites. You know, whites need to all die. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with Dr. Pianca saying 90% of all of us need to die. But I say he should be watched very closely. People like that that have access to bio labs and are talking like that, you need to keep an eye on him. I would keep him away from any of those facilities, even level two. But I don't think he should be arrested. Ward Churchill said the people that were in there were political Nazis, basically, and it was an act of war, and we bombed their countries, and we killed millions of Native Americans, and so they deserved it. Number one, they were janitors, and they were tax accountants, and they were secretaries, and they were mothers, and they were fathers, and they were firefighters, and they were police. Stay there, Summer. It's a big subject. We'll be back in 70 seconds. I'll go right to you and let you comment. So I don't like Ward Churchill. And just because the natives got slaughtered, that doesn't mean people 6-7 generations later all need to die. When most of them weren't even born in this country and, you know, didn't have ancestors here when all this happened.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.